The trial of Osama bin Laden's son-in-law continues today in Manhattan federal court. Suleiman Abu Ghaith surprised the court yesterday when he took the stand in his own defense. Prosecutors say he conspired to kill Americans and helped al-Qaeda. He admits associating with bin Laden after the September 11th attacks and appearing in videos for al-Qaeda, but he maintains he was an orator and teacher, not someone planning attacks or recruiting for the group. He faces 15 years to life. Reporter Habiba Nosheen is covering the trial, and she joins us now. Good morning, Habiba.
Good morning, Jerry.
So, you know, we know that Abu Ghaith's decision to take the stand was a surprise. What stood out for you about his testimony?
The defense attorney completely surprised the court yesterday when Stanley Cohen, the lead attorney in the case, stood up and announced that his client, Suleiman Abu Ghaith, would be taking the stand. And this is very, very unusual. In fact, outside the courtroom, his attorney joked with reporters that in his 30-plus years as a defense attorney, this was only the second time he had ever advised his client to take the stand in his own trial. And there were several really interesting things. First of all, he kept referring to Osama bin Laden as Sheikh Osama throughout his testimony. And Sheikh is the Arabic term used for someone with respect. And the government for sure did not let that point go unnoticed, emphasizing several times during the cross-examination that Abu Ghaith had, in fact, used the term of respect for someone who had killed thousands of people. What was also interesting is the level of detail that Abu Ghaith went into, recalling that just after after 9/11, Osama bin Laden summoned him, and Abu Ghaith was driven for 3 hours into the mountains of Afghanistan, where he would spend the next 2 weeks or so with Osama bin Laden and other members of al-Qaeda, and that's where he came to make one of the videos, one of the several recordings that we have seen throughout the trial, where Abu Ghaith is seen almost celebrating the events of 9/11 and warning more future events to come.
Habib, but what does the defense gain by putting someone on the stand who admitted to working with bin Laden and making inflammatory videos?
That's a great question. I think the defense just wants the jury to know Abu Ghaith as a real person and not this monster that the government has tried to portray. You know, he's very soft-spoken, and I think putting him on the stand, the defense really tried to make him more personable. And when he did take the stand, what he did, which was really important, is that he denied any role in a specific plot, including 9/11 and the subsequent shoe bombing plot that the government has tried to link him to throughout the trial. And this is really important for the defense to remind the jury that this guy did not do 9/11. And I think they're hoping that that would help their case.
At several points yesterday, the prosecution objected during Abu Ghaith's testimony. What didn't they want the jury to hear about?
Yes, throughout Abu Ghaith's testimony, the prosecution kept on objecting to the defense's questions where information about how Abu Ghaith custody would be revealed, and presumably because, you know, he was held captive in Iran for about 13 years or so. The details of that incarceration are still, you know, iffy. But I think they're worried that this would elicit jury sympathies in a way that would prejudice them in his favor, that this is someone being held in Iran and under detention for, you know, 11 years or so, a country that the U.S. is not on very friendly terms with.
And briefly to wrap up, you know, earlier this week, the judge in the case rejected a defense request to have alleged September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed testify on Abu Ghaith's behalf. What was the defense hoping his testimony would prove?
I think the defense was really hoping that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's written testimony, they were not asking him to testify in person, written testimony would help establish that Abu Ghaith was only a spokesperson for al-Qaeda and he was not involved in any planning of terrorist attack. And once that that request was rejected by Judge Kaplan in this case, that his Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's testimony could not be admitted. I think that's when they decided to pull all punches and have Abu Ghaith take the stand.
Habiba Nosheen is a reporter covering the Abu Ghaith trial. Thank you, Habiba.
Thank you.